Hi, thank you for calling the Debovera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, Carolina. How are you? This is John, and I have a new claimant for her Debovera case, and the name is LaVita Kennedy.
Perfect. LaVita Kennedy. And can you confirm the phone number as well?
Sure. 612 area code 357-1201.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Okay.
Perfect. Hi, LaVita. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. LaVita, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Debovera settlement?
Yes, I will.
Of course. Did you already have an attorney or sign any paperwork with anyone else?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's good to hear. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. If you don't mind me asking, LaVita, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debovera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you remember if it was a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. The brain. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
October 15th,
okay,
2017.
Okay. October 15th of 2017. And do you remember, was the diagnosis from a CT scan or an MRI?
It was from, they took both. I kind of
okay.
don't remember which one they diagnosed it from, but they did take.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. I'll make sure to take note that it was both. And then what was your date of birth?
8/17/1981.
Perfect. I got 8/17/1981. Now, LaVita, do you know anyone else that used Debovera? Anyone that you think might have also been affected?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. And remind me, you were using Debovera, right? Or a generic version of it?
I was using Debovera.
Okay, no worries. Do you know if you used it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections in total?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when you started using it?
I started in 2015.
Okay.
July of 2015, like summertime.
Okay, so I'll take note, July 2015. And when do you think was the very last time that you used it?
October, right before I was diagnosed in
okay.
2017.
Okay. So from 2015 to 2017 looks like about 2 years, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Email. And then I have LaVita spelled L-A-V-I-T-A. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. See, and then I have Kennedy spelled K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Is that correct as well?
Yes, that is. That
okay.
is correct.
Perfect. And did you have a middle name?
Lynetta.
How was Lynetta spelled?
L-E-N-N-E-T-T-A.
Okay, L-E-N-N-E-T-T-A, perfect. And then your social, LaVita?
It's 343-709132.
Okay, again, I have 343-709132. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and then it looks like the nice gentleman did transfer the email over. It's first name, last name, but Kennedy with only one N at gmail.com. Is that right?
It's 2 N's, K-E-N-N-E-B-Y
okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay, no worries. I could tweak that here. So first name, last name at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And then phone number, again, that's 612-357-1201. Is that right?
That is correct.
Beautiful. What about the best address?
7109 Jenner Lane South.
And you said that was Jenner, like J-E-N-N-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in Cottage Grove?
Yes. J-E-N-N-E-R, Lane South, L-N South in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, 55016.
Okay. Perfect. So it did populate the same for me, 7109, Jenner Lane South, Cottage Grove, Minnesota, 55016. Yeah. Do you know if there's an apartment number or is this a house?
It's a house.
Okay, beautiful. And then do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Dr. David Chang.
Okay. What was the first name?
David.
David. Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that. So Dr. David, you said Chang?
Yes.
Okay, and was he out there in Minnesota as well?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I did find a David P. Chang based out there. Do you think that's the one?
Yes.
Okay. And then what hospital or clinic were you diagnosed at?
United Hospital.
Let's see. Okay, that's in St. Paul?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and before the meningioma diagnosis, was there ever any cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Beautiful. And how about the medical records? Do you have those?
I can get copies of them, yes.
Okay, so the hospital would have them, I'm assuming?
I'll get them.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Lavita, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, Lenita Warfield.
Okay. And what was Lenita's phone number?
It is... Hold on. 763-288-4967.
Perfect. And what was the relationship to Lenita?
She's my sister.
Okay. Sounds great. Sister. Now, it does ask for an email address. Do you know hers, or could just be yours?
Just mine is fine.
Okay. Same goes for address. Do you want me to put yours?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Makes it a little easier here. Great. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Lavita, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages?
You can send it to my email.
Okay, sounds good. So if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up that email. Before I send it, though, I do want to go over the information on here just to make sure we have it correct. Just let me know if anything sounds incorrect, okay? I have Lavita spelled L-A-V-I-T-A, middle name L-E-N-N as in Nancy, E-T-T-A, last name Kennedy, common spelling. I then have your address, 7109 Jenner Lane Street, Cottage Grove, and that's 55016. I have your date of birth as...
It's Jenner Lane South.
Jenner Lane South. Okay, perfect. And again, that's in Cottage Grove, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have your date of birth as 8/17/81, and then your social as 343-709132. Is all of that correct?
That is.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that out. Let me know when you do receive it. It should say my name, Carolina Hernandez.
Well, I did receive it.
Okay, perfect. And if you have any issues, just let me know. I'll make sure to stay on the line.
Okay. It's finishing up now.
Okay, perfect. I'll let you know when I do receive that on my end. In the meantime, I was just writing a little text message for you. It's going to have my contact information, or actually it's going to be from my direct line, so if you have any questions, you can always reach me there. Perfect, I did just receive it. And then the attorneys are going to reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to verify some of the information that we went over. After that, like I said, if you have any questions, any concerns, you can reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, that will be all.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, Livia. I hope you have a great day and happy holidays, okay?
Okay, happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.